Well, it's the start of a new month. That's very exciting because there's some new games coming to Switch and Switch 2 that we are going to be talking about. And at the end, we will share which games we will be actually picking up and playing.
Yes, it's a fresh start with a new month. And I don't know about you, at the start of a month, I always like to look and see what games are coming out.
Plan your month.
As I was going through everything for May, I was like, oh, wait, this is kind of like secretly a bit stacked. Like, I know we think, like, it's the later months. Like, May might be a bit quieter. And I don't know if there's anything here that's like mega blockbuster, smashing records kind of game, but there's a lot that I want to play.
Definitely. I think that we are finally getting into a better cadence of things coming out. It was a little slow, I think, in the beginning of this year, but there are definitely more than a couple of games on this list that I'm excited about.
Yeah, we have a good combination. We have a big first-party game from Nintendo. We have some bigger third-party games. Mm-hmm. We've got some nice indie games. And we'll take note of these at the end. There are some games that are eventually coming to Switch 2 and are launching on other platforms, but are not launching on Switch 2 in May.
Uh-oh.
So this is like a lookout kind of thing that we want to make sure.
Or decide.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I'm looking forward to this game. It's not coming out this month.
Unless you want to play it on a
different
platform.
You can play it on something
platform.
Else if you got something
you gotta
else.
Yeah, make a decision.
Yeah.
These are just informed decisions that we're making. All right.
Let's get into the month. So starting on May 7th, very soon, Mixtape is a game that we actually got to, we had a preview this recently. Mm-hmm. And going into it, we're like, what is this? So this is kind of like a very music focused sort of
narrative
adventure,
coming of age. Adventure. And it's a really interesting art style. It kind of has like this nostalgic, I mean, if you grew up in the 90s, if you're
very
like
rooted in the 90s.
I was going to say, if you are a 90s kid and we are 90s kids, this really hit the nostalgia button. It's a beautiful game. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about this game when I saw it just, you know, in a showcase. But playing the game, I was immediately hooked. It has a lot of that kind of, you know, look around and find these pieces and piece together the story. Everything is set to a really wonderful soundtrack. It has a very interesting story that's sort of unfolding with these characters. So I'm pretty interested in this one.
Yeah, it seemed to be like a lot of different things that you were doing in terms of playing. Like in one moment you were skateboarding, in another moment you were sort of exploring this house and like looking closely at things. And then the demo ended with a tongue-kissing minigame, which I was not expecting.
You saw the tongues.
I was like, oh, all right. So that's what we're doing here.
They were doing some stuff.
So this is an interesting one to look out for.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's move ahead now to May 12th. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle finally
coming
for the Switch 2.
Yeah, they announced this at Gamescom last year that the game was finally coming to Switch 2. Obviously, it was on Xbox before this.
And now it's on PlayStation. So some things to take note of here. If you are getting physical, this is not on a game key card. This is the rare third-party game that is full physical. So that is something to take under consideration. Something else, and I did have to double-check on this because I wasn't sure. They have released some DLCs for this game, and I thought, oh, are we at a point where the DLC is included with this? It is not.
It's separate.
So the DLC is something that you will have to buy separately. I saw one that was about $20, so if you're looking to get the full experience, just factor that into your budget. But I played a little bit of this when it came out first on Xbox. I thought, like, this is really good. They've really found a way to translate this classic Indiana Jones experience.
Yeah.
I think it came out at a time where there were a lot of other games we were playing. So
it's kind of busy for us.
It's kind of like another chance for us to check this game out properly.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like they did such a good job with the characterization of Indiana Jones, which is a tough character to get right in a video game. Or just
Troy Baker won many awards.
I was going to say,
for this
Troy Baker did a great job. And so if you're a fan or you've been waiting for this game to come to Switch, it's finally coming.
Yes. Just a few days later, May 14th, Outbound. This is a game that maybe you saw in, I think it was in an Indie World showcase. And you are always talking about this van life trend where people go and live in like a camper van.
Yeah.
What is this all about?
This is like a big trend and it was even bigger.
Still a trend?
I feel like there's some people still doing that. Not as big as it was a little while ago. But, you know, just by looking at the, you know, the sort of the artwork of this game, you are in like that vintage VW van, that the vibes of this like sort of vintage camper experience, kind of exploring this, you know, having this nomadic life. It seems to have a bit of a summer vibes feel to it as well, because you're kind of going to these beachside towns and things like that. So yeah, it is kind of capturing that sense of like, I'm going to live my life on the road.
Yeah, you know, when I was first looking at this, I thought, well, I'm not particularly interested in living out of a van. But as I read deeper on what the game is, so it does have this kind of like open world adventuring aspect to it. It's like, that could be fun. And then it does also have some multiplayer. I think it said for up to four players can play this, and like you can play it online. So I don't know a lot about like the nuts and bolts of that, but that did make me curious.
Yeah, the multiplayer aspect seems really curious to me. Yeah. So that's not something I expected in this game, but kind of curious to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May 21st, the big centerpiece of the month for most people is going to be Yoshi and the Mysterious Book.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first game that's going to have the different digital and physical
pricing. Yeah.
So $60 for digital, $70 for physical.
Yeah.
I've got this pre-ordered. Physical.
Ready to go.
Coming day one, I will have it. I'm glad to pay the $10 extra, but there were some previews. There was an overview trailer, because I think we're like, is this a traditional Yoshi platforming game? It seems like it's something else.
Seems like it's something else. Seems like it's a little bit different. Still seems very charming. You know, there's a lot of sort of different ideas in this game that involves the Mysterious Book. There's a lot of sort of getting to know these characters in the Yoshi universe. Sounds like there's a lot of hoopla around naming the shy guy Dave. Can I name it anything I want?
I think you can.
I'm going to name it Kip.
I mean, I don't know if this is a Tomodachi situation where it's anything, but I don't know about that.
Oh.
I guess you'll find out.
Blink, blink. Can I name mine Kit? You're a shy guy.
Sure.
Sure. It's very cute. But, you know, there's been some varying commentary on this game, whether or not it's for a younger audience, whether or not it's like Yoshi's Story, yada yada. You make a decision. You can watch the trailers. But yes, this game's coming out on May 21st.
Yeah, I've seen some people making some very bold statements of like, oh, this feels like Mario 64 in a 2D game. And as a major lover of Mario 64, that got my attention.
A weird connection to make.
I've seen all of the trailers and the previews, and I'm like, I still am not sure I completely grasp what I'm doing.
I don't really grasp it either. Yeah.
But I've already pre-ordered it. I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I am always open to a new kind of experience.
Change it up. And
finding out whether I like it or not.
And I don't mind if a game feels, you know, for kids. Like, I kind of like a very chill platformer.
Right.
Like a Kirby, for example. That kind of relaxing, cozy platform. I don't mind that. But some people might not like that.
Right.
So you have to make your own decision.
Right. Also that day, Coffee Talk Tokyo. You've played a number of these Coffee Talk games.
I have played a lot of these Coffee Talk games, and it's really cool to see them expand the core sort of concept of this game into different cities. Tokyo, my goodness, the coffee shops there are such a vibe. Like, we love, like, the Hoshinos in Tokyo. Like, that's always a joyful place to be when you're in Japan. So I'm looking forward to them capturing the essence of that type of coffee shop. Like, if you play Animal Crossing, you've gone into like the Brewster's coffee shop, that is kind of that vibe as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how they capture that. This game is really interesting. It is like a bit of a cozy game. You're sort of you're the proprietor of the coffee shop, and you talk to all of these different patrons, and they're not just people, they're kind of like fantastical creatures. So it could be like an ogre that comes in, or like an elf.
I find that interesting that
you're in a real world city,
yeah, but these are not normal human beings coming in.
That's right, that's right. And then there is a making the coffee part of it.
I like that a lot.
Do the little latte art.
Right.
You can make tea and
make your own concoctions and see if they like it.
They'll tell you stuff about them, their what they're feeling in the moment. And you can make them a brew.
I played a demo for this.
It's fun.
I played the demo on Steam. I don't know if the demo is on a Nintendo platform yet, but I liked that, giving it a bit of gameplay in addition to all the narrative stuff, which also seemed really cool.
Very well written.
I will say, this game does not yet have an eShop listing, but I have seen this date listed as very firm as May 21st, so maybe don't be alarmed, or maybe you should be alarmed. I don't know. I thought that was a little unusual for a game that's coming out in just a couple weeks.
Or when the eShop listing hits.
That's May 21st, though.
All right.
The very next day, May 22nd, Bubsy 4D.
Your beloved Bubsy is finally back.
Well, you weren't beloved,
and then you were beloved. You were a transformed person. We became beloved.
Yeah. So this is from a studio that's made a lot of indie platformers. Mm-hmm. They describe this style of game as an expressive platformer, which I think is a great description for what it is, because it is not just about getting from point A to point B. It's about, like, what is the personal style that you can put on Bubsy's actions and movements.
Chaining together the movements.
There's a lot of different ways you can piece together all the different moves. This is a great game for speedrunners. This is built with speedrunners in mind. We got to play a demo of this with the head developer.
Watching him do the speedrun was a beautiful thing.
There's really layers to the depth to this game. And I've enjoyed all of their previous games. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling this is going to be the best Bubsy game ever. It's an extremely low bar.
The bar is kind of low, but
you wouldn't believe how low the bar is. But I think that I was like, wow, this game seems great.
Really cute though. Yeah. So it's kind of unfortunate that the previous games have not really hit.
Well, it's part of the charm, I think.
It's a little bit charming.
At this point, that's part of the charm.
It's almost like memed now.
Yes.
Like that. I mean, the way the game even got announced was like, he was getting pestered and by people.
If you love Bubsy 4D, then maybe you can go and play Bubsy 3D next. Don't do that.
I think the logical step is for them to make Bubsy 5D next.
I haven't even considered the fifth dimension. There is a small 10% discount if you pre-order the game. So if you're already like, I'm sold on this, why not get a couple bucks off?
It's not that expensive to begin
with. It's not.
Yeah.
So we said at the top, there are two games that have already been announced for Switch, a pretty big third-party games, are coming out on many platforms this month, but not on Switch 2. So we just wanted to talk about these briefly, just so you're not like, yes, I'm going out to the store to get the game, and it's not there.
Yes, don't be fooled.
On May 22nd, also, Lego Batman is coming out for everything but the Switch 2. Mm-hmm. It's a bit unfortunate. This game looks really good. It's like
and
an
it
open
like
world
the perfect
Lego
game.
Batman game?
Yeah, I mean, it really looks like the perfect game for
it would
a,
be
Switch
great on a Switch
and
too.
A Switch audience. So that's too bad.
Yeah, so that's
so hopefully
a bummer.
That comes soon.
They don't have any launch date announced, which is not like giving me a ton of hope. So it's a shame.
It's too bad.
It's a shame because this is a game that you would like to get day and date.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to happen. So keep that in mind. The other one coming May 22nd is
27th.
Excuse me, 27th, 007 First Light. Mm-hmm. So
Unfortunately, they had a Switch 2 date. They were supposed to launch day and date.
They had a last second delay.
And then they delayed it.
Yeah. So this one, they have said summer, which hopefully they can stick to that. Yeah. We were kind of getting into summer.
I always get nervous.
With May
into
June. I don't know.
I get nervous.
I get nervous as well.
What happened to Borderlands, baby?
Yeah. That's the worst case scenario. There were some previews that came out and people were like super impressed with this game.
This game seems to be a huge hit.
Yeah,
people played the first 3 hours, like GOTY potential.
Yeah,
it was so good.
I didn't know what to expect because I've played the Hitman games. This is the studio that makes Hitman.
Yeah, IO makes
Hitman. And I'm like, is this going to be like a 007 skinned Hitman game? It seems like it's something completely different.
No, it seems like it's completely different. And people specifically answer that question.
Right.
Because I think a lot of people had that question. It's like, is this a reskin Hitman game? And because you were like, I don't know if I want to do all that stuff.
I wasn't sure. Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it is. And people say the characterization of like James Bond is really good. Like everything is the cinematic parts of it is like really well done.
Yeah. So that's really encouraging. Mm-hmm. Less encouraging that we can't play it on a Switch 2.
Yikes.
But alas, there's plenty of other stuff.
Yeah.
So Let's go through and just kind of wrap up by saying, like, what are we definitely in to get and to play?
What's going to hit the wallet?
So let's go through every game. Mixtape, are you getting that?
Getting Mixtape.
I am getting Mixtape as well. I'm excited
for that.
Super
impressed with that demo that we played.
Indiana Jones, are you getting that?
Not on Switch. I already played it on Xbox. Oh. I don't think I need to play it on Switch.
I think I am going to get this on Switch.
It's kind of expensive. And if you want the DLC, it's like,
I don't know if I need the DLC.
Okay, you're just
I
think, yeah, just the basic.
I think I'm okay with it without the DLC. Oh. That was a I really like the Studio Machine games. I've liked most of their games.
They're very solid.
I liked what I played. It was very innovative, but again, it just came out at a time where there was too much other stuff, and one is was like, yeah, I should probably go back and play that. Okay. So I think this is like the kick in the pants.
All right.
That I
and you'll
need,
have it portable.
That I need to do.
And you can. Are you getting this physical? Because it's a full-on disc.
Heck yeah.
Okay, then there you go.
Outbound, are you getting that?
Probably not.
I'm going to say probably not, but I am going to leave the door open.
Okay.
If there's, I don't know, the kind of the open world, like beachcombing.
Although the co-op does sound pretty interesting.
Side of that. I'm less interested in the co-op, but more the open world beach stuff. My family's kind of beach bums. So
you do have the summer at the beach.
I do like that.
Nostalgia.
I grew up doing that kind of thing, not in a van, but I am kind of curious. I'm like, okay. Could I recreate
that? Could this capture this nostalgia?
So I'll leave
for
the door open for that. Yoshi, are you getting that?
I am.
Yes. I already pre-ordered that,
And I'm getting the digital version.
Sure.
So I saved
$10. Saving $10. Congratulations.
Yay!
Coffee Talk Tokyo.
Not at launch.
Why?
Because I feel like I have the experience from all the other Coffee Talk games I play. I kind of want to see if there's anything drastically different besides the location, which I do love the location. That's very cool.
Yeah.
But probably not at launch.
I think this is a straight to wish list for me.
And then sales.
And wait for some sort of a sale because it seems like I'm going to be playing a lot of stuff in May. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm going to necessarily have time for it. It's also a game. It's like, I don't think I necessarily need to play this day one.
Exactly.
But although I do think it looks cool.
It's very cool.
Bubsy.
Bubsy is a no for me, even though I love Bubsy, the character. I'm so bad at this game. I don't think I can actually, I don't think I can physically play this game.
Honestly,
I think it's too hard for me.
It is more complex on the scale of 3D platformers.
Exactly.
It's pretty
and
complex.
I'm bad at 3D platformers to begin with. Yeah. Like, I really struggle with that genre. Yeah.
Well, it is interesting that you have Yoshi and Bubsy kind of back-to-back in days.
One is like an easy
one. One is maybe a non-traditional platformer, and the other is cranked up platformer. So I'm absolutely getting this.
Yeah, you love this game. And you were good at it.
I was really hyped for this game.
Yeah.
So
you were going like head to head.
Maybe I'll be back and forthing Yoshi and Bubsy.
But you're also good at 3D platformers, and you really like the 3D platforming genre.
I do. These games are not coming to Switch 2. Lego Batman and James Bond. Might you get those on a PS5?
Lego Batman. I think I'll wait for Switch 2.
Yeah.
That one seems like just a perfect.
If it happens.
I hope it does. Because it looks fun. And it looks like the perfect Switch 2 game. So I don't think I need to play that one right away. But James Bond, I'm playing PS5.
You're getting that.
Day
really?
I'm hyped.
Oh, I didn't expect this. Okay.
I've been hyped for this game. And then those previews came out. And I was like, I'm even more hyped. I can't,
really?
I'm dying.
I didn't know this.
I'm dying for like another narrative.
Okay.
You know, kind of like that style of game. I'm really dying for it.
Interesting. I'm not getting Lego Batman. I'm kind of tired of the Lego. And I know this game looks bigger and better than a lot of Lego games.
That fun.
I'm a little tired of the formula, so I think I can sit this one out. 007 First Light, I was initially going to say no. The previews definitely have my attention. I think it's still a no.
Okay.
But if it's something where it's like getting like nines and tens, like I might have to really
swayed.
I might have to think twice. I might get hit with some FOMO.
If it's really goaty potential, you might have to play it for goaty conversations.
Right. And hopefully we don't have to wait too long to get an actual date on the Switch 2.
Oh, so you're hoping that it will come to Switch 2 so you can,
I don't know.
You can get it on
I don't
Switch
know. 2. I had not really been considering this game, honestly. Oh. I was like, oh, I'll pass on that, but... Who knows now?
Who knows? Yeah. But I'm like, this is a game that I'm actually really looking forward to now. So
interesting.
This might be my like May main game.
Oh.
And Yoshi is like my little palate cleanser. Of like, okay, I'll play, like I'll sit down and do the big cinematic like PS5, 007 gaming sessions and then like do the play Yoshi in bed on my handheld kind of thing. Like I might do that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Look at that.
Big month for May. Way to go.
Go May. May's also my birthday month, so.
Congratulations.
That's not really having to do with this video at all, just so you know.
I'll our video.
I'll treat myself to some video games for my birthday. How's that? All right. What do you guys think? Are you picking up any of these games in May? Are you looking forward to any other games in May that we may be missing from the list? I don't know. We're comprehensive, so I don't know if we miss anything. But let us know in the comments, and we'll see you guys later. Bye.